Blog Talk Radio.
How to have your resume and portfolio. All of those things in that class are going to help you get to, I call it day one, when you're working in or on a movie or a television show. It's prepping you so when you go in that first day, you have a good insight on what you should be doing. And, you know, and you, it's all not foreign to you, because if you come the first day on set and it's foreign to you, you're like a deer in headlights and you're like, oh, no, I don't know what I'm doing. And then you could be making mistakes. But if you have the knowledge, when the first day that you come to set, it can be a beautiful day, and then you can grow as a person and evolve.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Gary Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Gary Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carapi Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
The blackness. Keep on.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
Michael Hopkins and Nicole Marie, I am so excited about this. I really am. This is, again, the conclusion today of 21 Skills That Will Pay You Forever. And I love this. Michael, let's lead in with you on this, right? What, when you hear of this that Nicole Marie has put together with all of the skills that will pay you forever, but what kind of goes through your mind, Michael?
These are life skills that will transcend, as it says. I mean, these things will pay you forever. And a lot of these are skills that we have, but we take them for granted.
Exactly. Good point, Michael.
All right.
Well, Nicole Marie, I am so excited. You have done a splendid job on getting us to this final presentation on the 21 skills that will pay you forever. What would you like to share with everybody?
I'm just so excited about these skills. Just like Michael said, these are life skills. If you get these down, they will definitely pay you forever and just be just so worthwhile in your daily life. So I'm just loving this. I'm loving it.
Well, I know that we covered numbers 1 through 14, but if you could, you guys, give everybody a reminder on those first 14 that we covered. And then we're on to the last 7. Take it away. Yeah.
Thank you, Carrie. And Michael, if you would, review the first 7 for us of these 21 skills.
Okay. All right. Not a problem. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to start at 14. I'm going to work my way back. Number 14. The ability to do...
Michael, I'm going to kill you on that. Michael. I'm going to kill you on that because, you know, we can't do it that way. That's what Brother Hopkins, so, you didn't hear all that talk we were talking about that.
Because the last one.
And see, I was kind of thinking like Michael, too. I hear you for thinking that way, Michael. I was thinking the same way, but then I realized that before we started, I said, oh, we can't do that. I probably should have shared with you why we couldn't do it, because then it wouldn't coincide with the last 7.
Okay. All
you
right.
Know what
so.
I mean?
Yeah,
we can't,
I got
when,
you. Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hunt.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
Nicole Marie, Michael Hopkins. So 21 skills that will pay you forever. All right, let's roll right along. Nicole Marie, take it away.
Thank you, Carrie. Well, first off, I want to review the skills that we have so far. Number 1, the ability to sell and negotiate. Number 2, ability to convey what you think and feel. 3, ability to break a process down into smaller steps. 4, ability to shut up, listen,
and learn from others. Number 5, ability to adapt, improvise, and overcome obstacles. 6, ability to read, understand, and memorize. And then number 7, the ability to walk away. Mm-hmm. Now, we are moving on to number 8, which is the ability to manage time effectively. And this is so very, very critical. We have 24 hours in a day, and you have to be able to organize the things that you have to do to be able to get them done effectively throughout the day. So, for me, I can't spend too much time on one thing because I usually have so many things to accomplish in a day. So for me, I make a to-do list for the day. The small things that don't take me a whole lot of time, I list them first. And then the things that are going to take me a longer amount of time, they're further down the list. So making a list helps me accomplish things going through my day from day to day. And then also having a calendar to be able to keep up with things that I have to do day by day in the future so I know what my days are going to entail. So, Michael, what do you think about that, managing your time effectively?
Oh, Nicole Maria, that definitely works for me. That's one of the skills that I constantly work on because that's one of the areas that I have some deficiencies in. I get things done, but sometimes I spend too much time on certain things or on the phone or sometimes it's just little things that happens to me. And then I'm wondering, well, where did the time go? And when I go back and analyze it, that's what the problem was. I may have spent too much time on the phone with a person as far as, you know, me and the claims process, where I could have spent less time talking to them and just told them, do this, this, and this. Sometimes I get into an interview-type mode, and before I know it, it may lead to other things that I didn't necessarily have to talk to them. Or when I do sit down with them, sometimes I kind of go off the beaten path. But I am in agreement with you, especially with the calendar. And that's one of the devices that I use because it just tells me what I'm supposed to be doing on any given day. I'm just at the point in life where I'm not trying to remember what am I supposed to do. When I don't remember, I go to my calendar. And the calendar tells me at this time you're supposed to be at that place. Or it's on my phone. You know, thank God with this modern technology, you can look things up on your phone if you got the proper app. And that's another way I can remember what I'm supposed to be doing. Sounds like a plan to me. What about you, Kerry Hines?
Well, as you guys were just talking and kind of going through some of the steps that you take in terms of managing your time, and yes, I'm one of those. I'm right there along with each of you. I kind of roll the same way with calendars and notepads and reminders and all of that. But I have to say, I listened to both of you, and I think it's something that you do have to work on. And I'm in there raising my hand right alongside you. Michael, I think you mentioned that, where you have to really work at managing your time. And it's something that we can always strive to do better. And it's really critical because it can determine whether or not you'll be as successful as you wish to be. I have to have notepads and boards, as you guys know. But I believe that I can manage my time more effectively, and it's something that I strive to do, whether it's working out and getting up there 4 in the morning or pushing it till 8 or going to bed early even or earlier, and also having days that you work on specific tasks. So, I'm a big fan of that, and I appreciate that, and that is having the ability to manage time effectively. So that's number 8. Great job, Michael Hopkins, Nicole Marie. So what's next on our list?
Next would be the ability to stay positive and optimistic. And for me, this is key because no matter what it is that you're doing, if you stay positive and stay optimistic about the task, about work, whatever the issue is, then this is key because that's going to help you get through it. You can cause yourself a whole lot of heartache and pain just by staying positive. If you don't, it's going to seem like, oh my goodness, how in the world am I ever going to make it through this? You know, if you're dwelling on, you know, a problem or an issue that's not so pleasant, if you deal with it in a positive way, is it going to go away? No, but it's going to help you deal with it more effectively if you are positive and optimistic. And guess what? Those people that are around you are going to gravitate more to you than when you're positive and optimistic. Because I sure know I don't want to be anybody around anyone that is negative. That brings you down. You don't want to be positive and upbeat and optimistic about whatever it is that's going on. So what do you think about that, Michael?
Oh, I am in your corner on that one because we're all going to have our days. And it's often said these things are going to happen because we're human beings. We're not AI. We're not robots. So it's going to happen. You're going to have those days where you have to pull it out of your gut to be positive. That's just the way it is. And you're going to be more successful. You can always see the positive in something that has happened, either to you, to somebody else, the circumstances that you're in. If you search hard enough, you can always see something positive out of it. Maybe you had a business dealing or something and it didn't come out the way you thought it was going to come out. Sometimes this is the way it was supposed to come out. Maybe you weren't supposed to be in partnership with an organization or a person, or maybe you weren't supposed to buy that piece of equipment for your business. And no matter how hard you tried to partner with that person, buy something, do something, it wasn't meant for you to do that. And that's the way I look at things. That is just, that's just the way it is. But you got to be positive, because how are you going to attract other people if you're like negative Nancy or negative Ned? You're not going to be able to attract people. Or if you do attract people, you're just going to attract those type of people, and everything that comes out of their mouths is going to be negative. And it puts a cloud. That's what I equate it to. It's just like this big dark cloud that will be around you. And the only thing that happens when it's a dark, ugly cloud is a storm. The last time I checked, the thunder, the lightning, the wind, and all that. And I don't want that. I don't. What about you, Carrie? What's your thoughts on this?
Well, it says here, ability to stay positive and optimistic. And that is something that is not just a knack. And it's an ability to have that. If you are most of us have already identified whether we're a glass half full or a glass half empty kind of person. And so we already know if we don't have that ability to stay positive. And it's something that we should each and, you know, aspire to do. We should always try to focus on the positive. It's not that easy, though, sometimes. But, yeah, to stay positive and optimistic, you know, some of us, like, I feel like I don't have any other choice but to do just that, especially as an entrepreneur. As an entrepreneur, it's important if you do not remain or stay positive or optimistic, your business is not going to flourish. It's really that
pretty
simple.
Much. Wow.
So
pretty much.
That's how I look at it. So if you wish to have a productive business, if you wish to be productive in life, you want to take this to heart. So, yes, staying positive and optimistic is key. So that's why I say great job, number 9, ability to stay positive and optimistic. Nicole Marie, back to you.
Thank you. And moving on to number 10, the ability to make decisions based on facts, not based on emotions. Now, this is very, very important because sometimes when we don't always have a cool head or, you know, we feel so passionate about something and we let our emotions jump in, we don't always make the best decisions. So we have to stop, have to focus, calm down, and then look at whatever decision it is in a rational way and not based on emotion. I mean, we may have to wait just a time period, like during that specific day, or we may even have to wait till the next day to really just get our minds rational and where it needs to be to make the best decisions that we can make. How do you feel about that, Michael?
Oh, you have just, that one, emotional, And that's what people do a lot of times. They react emotionally to a lot of things instead of rationally. I run into that all the time, especially as an accredited claims agent, helping people with their compensation. And a lot of the veterans, they get emotional when they get denied compensation. And they just get emotional. And I understand we're all human and all that good stuff. I try to instill in them, I try my very best to instill in them to look at this, your decision letters, read them carefully. Don't just read it once, see that you got denied, and then all of a sudden you get emotional and you don't think it's fair and all this good stuff, read. That's what I've learned to do. And I'm still human and I get emotional about things, but then I learn to calm myself down and I learn to go back and look at things logically and rationally. And once I look at it logically and rationally, then I can figure it out. And I can figure out what is the best thing to do. What's the best thing, the easiest thing? I'm always, how do I solve this problem? What do I have to do to solve the problem? I might even write down A, B, C, and D. Which one is the best way to solve this problem? Or I'll sit by myself for a little while and I'll just think. I'll go somewhere quiet, not a lot of noise, and I'll just think. And 9 times out of 10, I'll come up with the answer. I don't have to be emotional about it, logically about it. It works for me. I know, Carrie, I know you've got some great thoughts on this one. So I'm going to pass it over to you.
Well,
Well, I mean, you know, it's pretty straightforward. The ability to make decisions that are based in fact and not on emotions, not what we would like it to be, but what are essentially at the core, and those are the facts. And I have to say, I think especially in our community, we tend to react, be overreactionary. We tend to focus on how we feel, and that kind of guides us, however erroneous it may be, it can guide us, you know, and because we're very passionate about things. And as an entrepreneur, you know, I'm very passionate about sharing my thoughts and ideas. But I got to remember sometimes, as this says, you have to really have decisions that are grounded in facts, not on our emotional state of mind. So great. Number 10, I love that. Ability to make decisions based on facts, not based on emotions. Nicole Marie, what's next on the list?
Number 11 is the ability to speak in front of a large audience. And this has been life-changing for me because I used to be so shy and did not want to speak in front of people, whether it was
like that.
And especially a large group. I certainly didn't want to speak in front of a large group. But as I've grown, as I have matured and actually stepped out and put myself in those positions, I've gotten so much better at it. Now, I don't mind at all getting in front and speaking in front of a large group.
Oh, we know that. No, we got to fight the soul for the mic here on the show.
I love it now.
But there was a time when I didn't want to come out of that shell and actually step out and take a chance and actually do that. So this is very, very important. So it's been life-changing for me because I love it. I love it now. But, Michael, how do you feel about that?
Oh, wow. Speaking in front of people. Yeah, that's been one of those things that pretty much my whole life is it's evolved around things like that ever since I've been a little kid. I was always that little kid that had to do things like that, and it never really bothered me. I just felt like, oh, that's what I'm supposed to do. Oh, okay, what I got to do? And if it was a group of people or it was a one-on-one where I was directing somebody as to what to do and where to, I would talk to kids' parents. They move into the neighborhood, I wind up being the spokesmodel for the group, telling them about the school and the teachers and how it, and I'd be 8, 9, 10, 11 years old doing this. So I've kind of grown into doing this. And even if I try not to, if I'm in a classroom setting and some of the skill sets that I have, even if I try not to speak in the class. And sometimes I have to fight myself not to speak, especially if the instructor is on a topic that I'm well versed in. And I try not to, I say, no, I'm not going to say anything. I'll just sit here. And all of a sudden that little voice says, no, you can't just sit here. No, he said something that you may not agree with, but you have something else to enhance it. Because you can look around and you see the students aren't comprehending. So I suggest you say something. And the next thing you know, I'm in the classroom as if I'm teaching the class. And I've had sometimes some of the instructors, especially in the realm that I was in, I've had them come to me and say, well, you know, people think you're teaching the class. No, I'm not teaching the class. That's what I usually tell them. I'm not teaching the class. It's just something that I know. I just happen to notice that the students aren't comprehending what you're saying. I just learn sometimes kind of chill. But, Carrie, can't wait to hear your response to this one, Carrie. I'm turning this over to you, and I'm just sitting here with my mic wide open and my ears wide open.
Well, you know, talking about the ability to communicate in front of a large audience, you know, for anyone that can be unnerving early on, but like you have a lot of experience that started as a child talking in front of persons, groups, big and small. And so I remember all of that and how I felt and was never really bothered by it so much. It's just been something of a knack. Something I have excelled at, the ability to be articulate, to get your thoughts across to others, to be methodical and how you communicate. I take communication very seriously. I study communication, and it's been something that has, that the radio, being on radio and production and all of that, has just allowed those skills to become strengthened. And so I don't have any problem speaking in front of an audience of millions that we do every day and putting the good out into the world through our ability to communicate. And so can we do that? Yes. Do we speak in front of large audiences? You betcha, on a global scale. And so I think it's important, and as an entrepreneur, it's something that should be exactly where it is at number 11 on the list, having that ability to speak to a large audience. Great job, Michael Hopkins, Nicole Marie, still marching on.
Oh, yeah.
21 skills to pay you forever. Okay, Nicole Marie, what's next on the list?
Number 12 is the ability to keep trying even after failure. Now, to be successful at whatever it is, whether it's an entrepreneur, whether whatever it is, big or small, you have to keep trying. You try again. And the more you do something, the better you get at it. But you cannot be successful if you don't have those failures. You're just not going to jump into success. You have those failures that build you up along the way, and you excel along the way to get to being successful at something. So you have to keep trying. You can't give up. You have to keep going no matter what it looks like. You have to keep working at it, and you're going to reach it. You keep working at it, you're going to reach it and be successful at it, no matter what the task. No matter how small or no matter how large, you keep working at it and you will be successful. Michael, what do you think?
I think what happens, a lot of people don't really understand what that word failure means. A lot of times people think that failure means I'm not going to do it again because I did it one time and that's it. But that's not what failure means, at least in my humble opinion. Failure to me means there was something missing when you did whatever it is you did or tried to accomplish. If you failed at it and you go back and you analyze why you failed, which most people don't do, there's something that's missing. Something very rudimentary, very simple, that's missing. And usually that's what it is. It's one element, maybe three elements. They're missing. So therefore, since that element or those elements are missing, the next time you go back and you attempt to do whatever it is you attempt to do, now you incorporate what happened the last time, and let's see if I can be successful this time. Many times you are. Happens all the time in the claims and compensation realm with veterans. They get denied, and they'll act like, that's my whole world. I got denied. Well, I'm not going to try anymore. I can come along, I can read their decision letter as to why they got denied. Sometimes it's something as simple as you didn't include a diagnosis from a doctor for what you're filing for. Sometimes it's just that simple. And I've showed people, this is how simple it is. Go to the doctor or look in your medical notes, pull out the diagnosis, and refile and watch what happens. A lot of them have done it, and when they look up again, that same issue, they got denied. All of a sudden now, they got awarded. They got awarded the compensation that they deserved because it was something simple. And that's all I look at it as. Keep trying, keep trying. Like that little engine that could. I don't know if you guys remember that book. That's one of my favorite books. Ever since I was a little kid, the little blue train, and it always kept saying, "I think I can, I think I can, I think I can, I think I can." And I've always enjoyed that book ever since I was about 5 or 6 years old when I learned how to read and comprehend. To this day, that book brings a tear to my eye because I love the message. You just keep going, just like a choo-choo train. You keep going up that hill, keep going. One day you'll get to the top of that hill. Carrie, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Well, the ability to keep trying, even after failure, it's a lesson, an important lesson that we should all learn, regardless of what endeavor we happen to be in terms of work or otherwise. Just not having the ability or should not possess the ability to turn and give up or stop along the way. Failure is really what prepares you for success. And when you're an entrepreneur, it's probably the most important trait that you can have is to understand that there's really no such thing as failure. You know, as an entrepreneur, it's all about just to keep going. And as you guys pointed out earlier, having that ability to be able to continue and march on, now you're even more prepared because you've already seen both sides. And you have that extra something this time that's going to help you to get a little closer to your goals. So I'm a believer in that. Of course.
Have you been feeling like you're getting the short end of the stick when it comes to reading stories about our community? Well, I have. And so I'm glad to tell you that you should be subscribing to AfroLot Magazine at AfroLotMagazine.com. AfroLot Magazine is a great new monthly publication that really does unlock the richness and complexity of Black culture truly from the only perspective that matters, ours. So, subscribe today at www.afrolockmagazine.com and be connected. AfroLock Magazine, we're making Black progress together.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of The Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand, completely living off of Black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one Black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois, and that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. That means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few Black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about Black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our Black community, my life. The Black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most Black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring Black hair care back. There are great Black hair care companies that exist, Black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the Black community can own the biggest Black hair care brands, that the Black community can own Black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in Black neighborhoods, and Black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a Black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the Black hair care products that only Black people use, and they are not owned by Black people. So I've issued the Black-owned hair care challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-owned hair care challenge, and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy Black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a Black-owned company.
Well, hello, Keisha McAllister. How awesome it is to have you today join us. Yes. Hey, hey, hey. That's your famous tagline. And we're so excited. We really are. Today we are talking about Ask a Hairstylist, more about questions that have come to us from those folks from around the country and through our social media who have really basic questions today. I think these are fairly straightforward. And I'm happy to get started. Now, before we do so, let's just remind everybody, Keisha McAllister, you run and operate Lavender Beauty out in Fairfield, California. So, and what I love about it is that this is a salon suite. And just remind everybody the difference between like a salon suite and a traditional full big old salon.
Well, a salon suite is more focused on the by appointment only service to each of your clients. It also allows for the stylist to work with a specialized clientele. So whether that might be disabled or people who need a certain type of privacy because of hair loss or different types of issues, this is what offers that clientele the service and the privacy. The big salon is also, they're also a lot of fun, but they don't give the privacy that some people need or require. And so that is what has allowed me to serve my clientele for many years on a by appointment and an only basis.
Now, do you get spoiled being like not working with about, a number of other hairstylists? Do you get spoiled being like working, in a singular capacity, if you will?
I don't think so, because you still have to work with clients. You're still working with people, and that means you still have to be, on your P's and Q's about how you speak, how you present yourself, you know, what y'all talk about, what you listen to. It's still the same experience. So, no, you don't get spoiled, because it's not to be away from people. It's just now that I offer a different type of service.
Well, I'm loving this, because I was just thinking as you were saying this, and I'm thinking, I'll bet the clients actually would really appreciate that extra little. It's like they get to have the attention really focused on them.
Definitely. Yeah, and it sometimes it's one-on-one. It depends on what the service is, yeah.
Awesome. Well, listen, today I am excited to get started. We began this Ask a Hairstylist, as you guys know, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show some time back with Keisha McAllister out from the West Coast.
which we're so excited to always have you join us. Yes, Westside up again in the northern part of California. So this is really great. And you're already a member for folks who would like to connect with you on the Hair Radio community. Again, at hrmember.com, you can sign up there to become a member. It's totally free and connect with Keisha. So listen, today we're rolling on.
Please do.
Yes. Okay. So we're jumping in. The first question comes to us from a lady out in Baltimore. Her name is Maxine, Baltimore, okay. Maryland, out here on the East Coast. So now she says her hair is very dry. This is what she writes. She is a wig wearer. That's what she put down. And her hair, she said, is braided underneath. Any steps to get moisture into her hair? Any advice? Is dry under the wig. What advice would you tell Maxine, Keisha?
Well, the first thing I would like to know is if this is a daily wig, is the wig sewn down, or is she pulling it off a mannequin head and putting it on every day?
You know what? She didn't say, but are you able to address the different scenarios for us today?
I can, sure. For those who are wearing sewn down wigs, or what we call tacking it down, depending on if it's the lace front or something like that, you should be able to, honestly, I'm just going to keep it real, peel your wig up in the back.
Oh, my. Okay. Wow.
And get you, I'm just going old school, get some hair grease or some oil that you can put on your scalp in between those cornrows, those braids, and then pull your wig back down, especially if it has the lace front in the front. Now, if you're a daily wig wearer where you just put it off and on, I happen to be one of those.
Like a hat.
Yeah, basically you put it on like a hat or a beanie. And so that means if she's taking it off and on every night, she's probably wearing some sort of wig cap. Take the cap off. Put some oil on your scalp. I suggest, if you're able to use any of the nut-based oils, like an almond oil, those are very, very good on the scalp. People tend to go for coconut oil, but coconut oil doesn't always penetrate the scalp. It will sometimes just sit on it and create another barrier on the scalp, which is not helpful at all. So that would be my suggestion. And then if she's a daily wig wearer, take your braids down once a week and shampoo your hair and do a deep condition. And,
that's important.
You know, when you're done with it, and when you're done with it, blow dry it, braid it back, braid it back down if she's able to do that herself. But that part is very important.
Wow. Well, I tell you something, I am just blown away literally by this. No, I really am. That's really good advice. And it seems to me everything that you said, there was one common, commonality. And that was that you want to add some kind of moisture in, in to your scalp. And that is
Oh, and difficult. Drink water. Yes, drink
Why
drink,
is that
drink
important?
Water. Because you need to moisturize from the inside out.
Mm.
And if you're on any type of medication or type of regimen, it's going to change the way your body receives moisture or hydrates. So if you're able to drink more water, definitely drink more water, and you should see a difference. As you moisturize from the top and, you know, hydrate from within, you should start to see a difference in your hair and in your scalp.
Wow. Okay. Water can never hurt. Can never hurt. Okay.
Never.
Well, I'm loving this. Okay, folks, again, if you just tuned in, you're listening to an all-new episode of the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines, and yes, I am with, you guys know her, Ms. Keisha McAllister. She comes to us like, all the way from the wonderful Lavender Beauty, and that's your great salon suite, which we love talking about today, in Fairfield, California, again, up north. And out there, yes, on the West Coast. So we are so super excited. Okay, well, I hope that Maxine appreciated that response. I think that was great. Moisture is critical. And it just reminds me, that's why it's so important to have
products that speak to that, and we're going to get into that in just a bit. So I've got another question. Great job on that first one. All right. Now, this one comes to us from Alex in Dallas, Texas. Alex out in Dallas. Okay. Yeah, exactly. Now, he says here, my wife wants our daughter to wear a relaxer, I guess, to get her hair straightened, but I want her to stay natural. He just says the age, she's 9 years old. Wow. Okay, that's a toughie. Any advice which way he should go? Would you rule in favor of the husband or the wife? Are there things that they should take into consideration for either?
Well,
Keisha, good question.
Yeah, it's a very good question. What I will say to Alex in Dallas is it sounds as though his daughter has a lot of hair and his wife is tired. She's exasperated with combing her hair.
Yeah.
And a lot of times kids, little girls with a lot of hair tend to be tender-headed.
Mm.
They get the comb down in far enough because the hair is tangled on the end.
And yeah, wow.
And so
and that's painful for a kid, you know, when you're young.
That's very painful. It's painful for adults. I have people in my chair, you know, they're kind of sitting forward because they don't know what I'm getting ready to do. And so what I would suggest is Alex do his daughter's hair for about a week.
Mm.
And see what it takes for her hair to be done. And then it doesn't mean that she has to go to a relaxer, but it also means that there has to be a plan. So if he's not wanting her to have a relaxer, then he needs to send his wife and that baby to the shop.
Mm. That is interesting. Wow.
Because it's a budget. It's going to be a budget thing. It's going to be a self-esteem thing. This girl's not going to want her hair combed. There's going to be a battle between her and her mother. And he, as the dad, he's kind of an outsider looking in. He sees the end result, but he doesn't know what his wife has gone through to get it done.
Wow. Well, it does it seem like it's, you know, is that the right impression that the young children should have, the young girl should have in terms of it being a chore? You know, it sounds like
it becomes a self-esteem thing,
right?
Especially for young black girls. And then he doesn't want his daughter to see her mom and dad battling over what's going to happen with her hair.
Yeah,
you know, because you start to hear, oh, it's too this, it's too that, it's too this, it's too that. And in our community, we already have, you're either bald headed or you got a bunch of hair. That's just the way it is. And those with a lot of hair are always either envied or, you know, it's all sorts of stuff in our community. So I would suggest, Alex, to spend a week trying to work with his daughter to get to do her hair. And then during that week, they need to also figure out maybe there's a shop that he can send his wife and daughter to twice a month, something. So they can get a plan.
Mm-hmm. Now,
because her hair's not going to thin out.
No, but mm-mm. But at that age, I think he said 9 years old. Should you ask the child? Is that something you want to do? What do you suggest?
I think the bigger thing is she doesn't want it to hurt, whatever they do.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
She wants it to be pretty. She wants to be able to comb it, but she doesn't want it to hurt. So that is that's the bigger evil.
So it sounds what you're saying is she kind of wants to just fit in with the kids or with, you know, the perception that it's going to be straight and pretty, so to speak.
Well, I don't know if it's going to be combed and that it's manageable. I don't know so much that it is a, you know, fitting in thing. It's because if she's got that much hair, I don't know that she's worried about that. I think maybe he's worried about her fitting in or not.
Mm. Wow. Now, let me ask you, just on this level, it makes me think, because if I look at, you know, little African-American girls, and all of this is all centered around their hair, because that's what this gentleman, it sounds like to me that he and his wife, they're on two totally different sides. I wonder, what is the wife's hair? I wish he had described her hair to us. You know, because my question, you know what I mean?
Well, a lot of times most girls get their hair from their dad's bloodline. So she'll usually have his hairline. If he's got a bunch of sisters or his mom, there's usually somebody with a lot of hair on the dad's side.
I didn't know that was, but that may not be scientific. I don't know.
No, it's not scientific, but if you, I'm just, you know, for years and years, just kind of pay attention.
Yeah,
you see boys usually come out with hair like their mother's or, you know, their mother's side.
And I'm raising my hand because my hair is exactly like my mother's texture. I remember, you know, when she was alive. And it's exactly the same texture. I'm, like, blown away. Wow, I think there is some truth to that. I really do. Wow.
Definitely. It's not that people look like their parentage, but their hair or
it's
their fingernails or their toes. You know, it might just be little idiosyncrasies that, you know, connect us. But, yeah, that happens a lot. But I would say before we even get into the self-esteem and all of that, she's nine. She does not want it to hurt.
Wow. Well, this is a really big thing. Now, my only follow-up to that is that it seems that I don't remember reading so many stories about little girls from other communities worried about what they should, whether they should keep their hair the way it is or use some other kind of process to change it. And I just wish that we could move past all of that in our community. I don't think it's going to happen, and it certainly is not going to happen today. But I think that's where we should go. That's my belief.
Well, Carrie, I'll say this. Having worked with a bunch of little girls over the years, it's never when I talk to them about doing their hair, whether they got to get ready for a ball or a quinceañera or whatever it is.
Right.
Most little girls just want to look pretty. They just want their hair pretty. And it's not so much that they are even comparing themselves to anyone else. They just want it to look pretty.
Wow.
Right. Usually a lot of that self-esteem and all, usually is in the teens when they start comparing themselves to other people.
Which is sad.
It is. But that's just the way it is, especially if there's no real big connection at home. So you will find people comparing themselves to others. But, yeah, at 9, probably up until 11, she just does not want it to hurt. So, you know, what the mother is suggesting is not breaking it down to a super straight, but breaking it down so she can get a comb through it.
Okay.
Well, a lot of texturizing, is just to loosen the
loosen it up, not
to straighten it all the way out, right?
Wow. Okay, because, you know, African-American textures tend to be very, very coily. Very, very
tightly
coiled.
But they're also varied.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, well, very interesting. And again, that's Keisha McAllister joining in and giving us her perspective. If you have a different perspective, that's okay, too.
Exactly.
Because, you know, the hair care system, hair care period, is across a wide, varied spectrum. So this may be Keisha's perspective, and you may have your own. Talk to your hairstylist. Sure. And we love that. We absolutely love it. Okay, moving on. Now, that's one. Boy, Alex, now we gave you a history there.
That was a good question, though. It's a good question because a lot of dads aren't really involved. But, yeah, that's why I suggest him, you know, combing her hair.
That's true. That's very rare to get questions and stuff from the dads like that. So great job, Mr. Alex, out in Dallas. This one comes to us from a lady in Cleveland. Her name is Candace, and she's out in Ohio, Cleveland, Ohio.
Right.
Let's see. She writes, what should she look? Okay, this is easy. Well, I think it's easy.
This is
what
easy.
What should she look in? You're the one answering the questions here, Keisha McAllister of Lavender Beauty. But yes, mm-hmm. Candace writes, what should she look for in choosing a good shampoo? I guess the key word is the word good. So what can you tell Miss Candace about looking for a good shampoo, so to speak? And what would qualify something as being a good shampoo?
Well, Carrie, that's what I was going to say. I mean, that really is not an easy question because everyone has different needs. If she were standing in front of me, my first question would be, well, what do you need it to do? What's going on with your hair?
Yes. Because
you
there's different
scalp
types
problems.
Of shampoos.
Right, there's different things.
Different reasons, yes. Exactly.
And the other thing is, if she's on any medication or anything like that, some shampoos will not give her the results she needs.
Exactly.
She may need something with a little bit that's going to help the porosity control.
Mm-hmm.
But just off the top of my head, you know, we've got, I'm sorry, we've got Carapi.
Yeah. Oh, Carapi.
We've got Carapi.
Yeah.
And you got the moisture.
Awesome. Yes, moisture. Hi, I'm Carrie Hines, and I've been in the hair and beauty industry for 25 years. It's my pleasure and honor to introduce you to Carapi Shampoo and Carapi Conditioner, two unique all-natural hair products from Carrie Hines Hair Care, especially formulated to remedy any type of hair issue. And the biggest benefit of all is that Carapi Shampoo and Carapi Conditioner grows hair. Carrie Hines Hair Care is the very first African-American-based company to infuse hair care products with caffeine. Why caffeine? Well, many of you are aware that stimulating the scalp is truly what causes the hair follicles to awaken. We were most interested in developing a proprietary formula that works on all hair types, whether you have a relaxer or are a naturalista, and not wash away or strip the hair following a color treatment. We're thrilled at the amazing following of Carapi, and we thank you. Please register at Carapi.com and join our Carapi community at hairradio.com. Again, I'm Carrie Hines. Thank you.
And I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Asway's Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right. Happy Tuesday. It is September 19th of 2023. It's about mid-show, 7:06 if you're in the East or on the East Coast, and 6:06 if you're out in the Central Time Zone. Let me get my amazing co-star, my colleague in the industry. You guys know her. She's doing big things out there. We're talking about, of course, the Queen of the Mornings is back, Nicole Marie.
Good morning
and happy mid-show. We've been listening
happy
to you.
Happy mid-show. Happy Tuesday. Yes.
Oh, let's try to see what's going on there. Not sure if you can
good
hear
morning.
Me. Oh, there you go.
Good morning.
Yes.
Good morning. Happy mid-show. Happy Tuesday.
Good morning. Yes, happy mid-show back at you. So we've been listening to you this morning. We've talked about the 21 things and so many other things. We're going to talk a little bit about
you
just a bit.
Pay you forever. Yes,
that's one of my favorites. So it's Tuesday, and boy, oh boy, have we just, we've started with a great bang, but we're going to finish with also that great bang coming up in just a bit. So how are you doing
awesome.
this cool morning here in New York?
I'm doing great. I love this fall weather.
It's cool down here.
It is. It's actually cool this morning. It's 53 degrees right now. But it's feeling good to me. I love the fall weather. Love it.
Yeah. And
well, I grew up in Ohio, so I'm used to cold weather, but I'm loving the warm weather here in the South as well. So I love it.
Yeah, I do. I love the cool weather, too. It's actually my favorite season is fall.
Yeah.
Fall is my I love it weather-wise. I love it. You can dress up and wear nice clothes and just look so fancy.
Exactly.
And also make yourself as warm as you'd like to be. So it's really my favorite time of the year.
Because when it's hot, it's just hot. I mean, you can only take off so much.
Nothing you
feel
can do
hot.
About it.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. You can only take off but so many clothes.
That's it.
Without going to jail.
When it's cold, you can layer up.
You got it. Well, listen, it is the morning up here. I'm so excited to be back. It's nice to be back on with everybody. It's our – this is kind of like our Monday morning for the radio show because we don't broadcast on Saturday, Sunday, or Monday live. So we come back on Tuesday strong. And
real
Tuesdays
strong.
Are always a good day.
Like
Tuesdays
your morning coffee.
Day. Oh, I've got my morning coffee. I've got my Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh, you ready this morning?
Oh, yeah. Well, no, I'm ready every morning. You are ready this morning.
I know.
No,
hell yeah.
I'm up ready every morning, Nicole Marie. Like,
start bright and early.
What's really sad and crazy is that, you know, we don't broadcast on Mondays, but I'm up. Still, at 4 o'clock in the morning, you would think that the show was on because
right.
my routine doesn't really
here.
Change.
Well, the weekend,
yeah, my routine
you're up
doesn't
early,
change.
Harry?
What was that, Nicole Marie?
I said the weekend, you're up early.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter what day it is. You're up.
Doesn't
and
matter
you're moving. Working.
It doesn't. That says a lot. It really does.
It, does.
It says so much.
You're carrying high.
It says, yeah, or you're crazy. I'm not quite sure what it means. But,
no, Carrie, there's
just so many
things going on and so many things to do. You're just about business, getting it done. So,
that's true.
There's nothing wrong with that.
You're almost
and
ashamed
best,
that you get up
me,
so early. You know?
Right, but that's the best time for me, though. It's quiet.
Oh,
my husband and the kids are still asleep. I can get so much done.
Mm-hmm. You get so much done. I love it.
Right.
I love the morning hours.
It works for me.
You know, I usually, Nicole Marie, save my morning hours for my toughest assignments that I have to do.
Right.
Or
right.
if there's something that really involves me being super, meticulous about.
Right.
So those are the things that I'll say, you know what, I'm not going to do it tonight. I'll do it first thing in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And when I come back first thing in the morning, I knock that thing out within 20 minutes. I mean, like, boom.
Right, right. Well, you're fresh. Your mind's ready.
There's a big difference. And that's why I just love the morning hours. I love them. There's
Works
nothing like it. Yeah, and the rest of the day is okay.
Right, right.
But that morning,
and
time. I think it's because you can shape the day any which way that you like.
Right.
You can shape it. And I think that's what I love. Yeah, I agree. You know, I think this is really nice. Now, Nicole Marie, we've got so many updates with everybody. I want to go back a little bit on today's broadcast. We opened with a group that I really hadn't heard from since the 90s, but they had a huge hit called Optimistic. I'm trying to get it on again for you a little bit later. It was by a group called Sounds of Blackness.
Right.
And with Ann Nesby was the lead singer and just a fantastic group of talented individuals.
I love that song.
Yeah, and I it's one that inspires me every day. It really does.
So that's,
it just,
that's what it's all about, yes.
Yeah, it just reminds me.
Inspiration, encouragement.
You know, I was thinking about it.
Keep going and push forward, Terry.
Exactly. We should be proud of our blackness and who we are. Not that we're unproud of others, but we should have, you know, I was thinking about it. I said, gee, I look at, when I walk around and I see the folks on TV and the folks in our community, and all of them are trying to have this long, flowing, blonde hair and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I just wonder about that, because I said, who's to say that that standard of beauty is the only standard of beauty, or is that supposed to be
exactly.
our standard of beauty? It
nope,
could very
we have our
much
own
be
standard of beauty.
Our texture of hair could be the standard of beauty.
Right.
And everybody else would be trying to look like our hair. But we don't
right.
see that. We just follow behind and just with no kind of sense about it. I don't get it. But anyway, we'll talk a little bit about that. I know that we're supposed to be having conversations, so we welcome everybody, whatever, wherever you are on the spectrum of hair, we want you here. That's what the Hair Radio Morning Show is all about.
Yeah.
We also have our professionals. And I've been working diligently, Nicole Marie, on the Salon TV Network, which I'm so excited about. Yes, we're so excited
so
about.
So am I. I'm so
oh,
ready.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So ready.
And so many amazing updates. So now yourself, what's going on? What about your board, your wonderful city board? How's that going?
Things are going great with our city board. We just recently met. We voted on our budget, have the budget ready for our new year. So we're ready to go. Have lots of things going on, lined up for this next year. Just gave some of our city employees a raise, and we're moving along. Definitely moving along.
Well, this is so exciting.
And very important.
Absolutely. If you're just joining us today, first of all, you're listening to the All New Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines with Nicole Marie. You guys know I'm in Brooklyn. Nicole Marie's down in Water Valley, Mississippi. And you are an elected official down there, Nicole Marie, helping the folks in your area to navigate all kinds of laws and things like that and policies and stuff that's out there. So really good job. So I'm very proud.
So much going on.
Yes.
So much.
And I just started my political journey. You know, I was telling everybody, I also, like you, I had a recent meeting up here in Brooklyn, New York, and here I am. I look around and I'm seated between two local, you know, like state senators and assemblymen and all kinds of, I was like, wow. You know, it's a nice feeling to be an appointed official of New York City, public
That's
official.
Awesome.
I'm grateful. So good stuff. I'm looking at my information right here. I kind of go through it every so often. And just lots to talk about these days. So I've been kind of pulling different things together. We have so much to do. We really do. And we've got to just...
Oh, yes. So many things
just
going
on. Keep on going. Yeah. And now we're at broadcast show number today. You're not going to believe this. 895.
Wow. That's amazing, Terry.
That's even a lot just
amazing.
To say. A lot.
Amazing. Amazing.
Yes.
Yeah,
so
I love
in five
it.
Shows, we'll be at show number 900. So we're talking about really in the next few days, literally. Well, you know what? Here's what's happening, though. Here's the issue. We are... celebrating on Friday, the 29th of September. Let me just make sure that's clear. So we're celebrating our 900th episode. So the schedule, which is really big news, this week we're only on. Today is, again, let me just let folks know, September 19th of 2023. We're going to broadcast today and tomorrow. So that's really it for this week. And then on the 21st and 22nd, we're off. We're taking a little bit of a quick break to prepare for our big 900th episode celebration.
Oh,
plus,
yes.
We've got the magazine and the 24-hour radio network and the Salon TV network. So we're a little busy. So we're taking a couple of days to kind of get that together. Yeah, that's a bad. So today and tomorrow, the only days we're broadcasting on the 3-hour show, but we'll be back. We will likely have our 24-hour show back rolling real soon. We'll let you guys know. And then, you know, it's just a real chaotic time. And then again, our 900th episode celebration is on Friday, the 29th. September just came in with a quick rush. And just
time is moving on along, Carrie.
It is. Now, I do want to let folks know. Yeah, well, what happens is we are working on our October issue of AfroLock magazine, and then it comes the holiday issue.
Awesome.
Why don't we just back up a little bit? Yeah, this morning we opened up with we call the cold opening. So when the show opens, you kind of hear folks talking and stuff like that. So we played out one of the cover that we call the cover girl of our current issue, which is our September fall issue, and that's Camille Friend. And it was her words of advice for those who are trying to get in the hair business. So if you happen to catch that,
awesome. Or
if you replay the show, that's what it was all about. So really good stuff. We've got just been doing it up with things, and we've got so much going on that
so
it is really, yeah, it's quite amazing. So I'm always excited about it. I really am. And we're going to keep working at things.
That's it.
We're going to keep working
at
it.
We always have
no
things in the works, Gary.
You got to do the work, Nicole Marie.
Right.
You got to do the work. And that is what brings the inspiration. I do want to just say, Michael Hopkins will be with us in about 10 minutes. As you know, Tuesdays, it's pretty much about Vet Talk Radio. So coming up, I believe that, Michael, we're going to chat a little bit live on the air, and I think he has a special episode topic we'll talk a little bit about, and we'll get him on in just a bit. Yeah, so he'll be joining us on the line today. And everything else is kind of just moving on along. I'm real pleased about it. Now, Nicole Marie, every day you talk about inspiration and morning inspiration and all that wonderful good stuff. You're always doing something that is helping us to kind of be positive, to get our day going in all the right ways, yes, which are really, really important. And I really like that. So
awesome.
I've just got to say, thank you so much. It reminds me, we're going to talk a little bit about all that, but each day you bring the heat. We start our day, and we got to hear what's called hope of the day. And boy, oh boy, we need hope of the lifetime. And these
we do.
So, we really go, they ain't going to do it anymore. Oh, Marie, you got to stand it out. Hope for the life, you know. But tell everybody, remind all of our fans what hope of the day is all about. Please take it away, Nicole Marie.
Thank you, Carrie. Well, first of all, hope is important to each and every one of us because it gives our lives meaning. It's that belief that our future can be better than our past. So no matter what we may have been through, going through, going to go through, there's always hope. Just that positive expectation that change can and will occur in all of our lives. So every day I share an inspirational way from a book by Patrick Lindsay, and it's called High Hopes. So I want to share the hope of this Tuesday for all of the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show. And it is, look pressure in the eye. Try to take out the emotion. View the situation dispassionately for what it is. Look for ways to ease the pressure. Set tasks, break them into manageable segments. That way, your vision will be clear. And that is our hope of the day for this Tuesday.
A clear vision.
You
carry. Well, you can't ask for anything better than that. You cannot.
Exactly.
And so, yes, because I've got to say, for me, I start immediately thinking about how to make my own vision clearer. That's just
right.
me. Yes, and with that, I think Patrick hit it on the head with high hopes. I really do. But, Nicole Marie, what about yourself? What are your thoughts on all?
Well, I totally agree that you look pressure head on. Look it in the eye. Whatever task you set for yourself, you have to keep going. And so you're going to have ups, you're going to have downs. But you don't give up. You keep going. When you break your task into manageable segments or pieces, then that makes it more manageable for you. It takes some of the pressure off of you, and it just helps you be able to accomplish things and keep it moving. That's what it's all about.
Keep it moving, right? I got to tell you, I know that that's what it says, and I know that that's what we should do. But I think some folks have a hard time with that, Nicole Marie. I think people
get overwhelmed because they don't do that.
Yeah. Hey, ooh, now that's a good one. That's a good one. That's a good way to look at that, Nicole Marie.
Right.
Well, speaking of weighing in on this, we're going to check in with Hopkins. You guys know Michael Hopkins. His actual show, Michael will be doing something special in the last hour from 8 to 9 Eastern time, 7 to 8 Central. And we're going to talk to him about that a little bit today. I think we have a little bit longer segment for the Let's Talk Radio show. We'll get into all of that.
Wonderful.
Michael Hopkins, first, you are on with Nicole Marie and Hope of
good
the day.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning,
yes.
Michael.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
Good show.
Happy Mitchell, and wow. Wow, just wow.
So what would you like to say, Hopkins?
Wow.
Nicole Marie's hope of the day.
Oh, yes, I did. And I even took some notes because it got my attention. And I wrote down, look pressure in the eye. Break it down so you have a clear vision. And it makes sense to me. It makes sense. That's what I do. I do my very best not to rush into things. I want to look at it, and I always am the person. I want to know, okay, what's the first thing I got to do? Boom, knock that out. Okay, what's the next thing? Boom, knock that out. What's the third thing? Boom, knock that out.
Right.
That's the way I understand
it. It's a process.
And I mean, yeah, it's a process. And I love it, Nicole Marie. I love this. Always love it. You always bring it when you do Hope of the Day. Very much so. Carrie, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Well, I mean, for me, no. I'm prioritizing is what it sounds like you're talking about, and I love that. But
right.
I also have, in addition to brainstorming and creating priorities, there's a step in between for me. And that is kind of looking at things with a bigger vision, the overall picture. Then I kind of go ahead and take the bite-sized pieces. And like that old thing back in
Makes
the old
sense.
Days, who moved my keys
right.
and all of that. Remember that? That was from
right.
the old days. Yeah. So listen, I'm excited about that, Michael. Good stuff. Nicole Marie, outstanding on Hope of the Day. I'm hoping, speaking of hope, I'm hoping that one day we'll be able to put together some booklets and all of that wonderful good stuff to help folks
wonderful.
With that inspiration.
Oh, yeah, that'd
yeah.
be great.
I think that'll just be awesome. And
yes,
we're doing so much.
Will,
we really are. Yeah, I'm very pleased. So I cannot wait. And we've got a lot of things to kind of introduce you guys to and kind of keep things rolling along here. So listen, we're going to take a little bit of a
little break. And when we come back, we've got Michael. We want to hear all about what's happening at the end of the show today.
Yeah.
We want to hear all about that because I know that there is something that's coming up at 8. I know we have a great topic that maybe you can just kind of share with everybody and let everybody know a little bit more. So, lots more to get to this morning, so stay with us. We've got more to get to.
You got it all. Well, it's like I get to wake up early and have a cup of coffee and breakfast with my favorite two folks in the whole wide world every day. That's Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins. And I'm Carrie Hines, right here on the All-Know Hit Radio Morning Show. And you get to do the same thing. We start from 6 a.m. Eastern, 5 Central Time. Take the show all the way to 9 o'clock in the morning here in New York live. Always make it a great day. All right. You're listening to the All-New Hit Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, I have a very special guest who's joining us now for the very first time. She comes to us from the world of hair products distribution. It is my great honor to welcome to the broadcast Dr. Millicent Davis. Good morning, Dr. Davis. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Mr. Hines.
Yes, and please call me Carrie.
Okay.
I think you must be the first person ever to call me Mr. Hines on the show.
Well, good morning, Carrie.
Thank you. Yes. Well, listen, I want to kind of tell everybody, because I love what you're doing, okay? I love the web. I love everything. So let's start by telling everybody, what's your connection to the hair industry?
Okay, so my family and I believed in legacy building, and one of our missions was to understand and follow what I call the FUBU philosophy, for us, by us, as it relates to Black hair care. And so, you know, we as Black people, we spend so much money on our hair that we fly distributors, wanted to tap into the industry as well as give back to our community. So we searched out and found BOPSA, and they're helping us break into the hair care industry.
Absolutely. Let me just remind everybody, most of the listeners know BOPSA.org, that stands for the Black Owned Beauty Supply Association. You guys know Sam, who kind of heads it up, and he's been on our show many times. And we are a member of BOPSA. I'm also raising my hand. We're also a member at Hair Radio BOPSA.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
BOPSA.org, good stuff. Okay, and I love what you just said about legacy building. And just, you know, you guys out there, their website is flydistributors.com. I just wanted to get that on out, which I love this. I always start all the interviews here at the Hair Radio Show. We talk a little bit about where you are, like where you based out of, what city, state, and is that, you know, and how you got started in all of this. So please tell us a little bit of your background, Dr. Davis.
Okay. So we are in Williamstown, New Jersey.
Williamstown. Now, I know Jersey, but where exactly is that?
Williamstown is in South Jersey. We're 15 minutes from Philadelphia. And sometimes they call us Little Philly because a lot of Philadelphians come over to New Jersey and they they settle here. So, but I'm excited about being in South Jersey because we were a native of North Jersey first. And we have a office. I'm also a consultant. We have a small business consulting agency where we help for-profit and nonprofits get started in business. And
I
so as a person who helps people get in business, we pray and sought out how to take the next step and go into the hair industry. And so that's where Fly Distributor was birthed. And Fly stands for Fresh Living Young. And
I love it.
It's a philosophy that my son, who is part owner of this, came up with that proposes a state of mind. So a fresh living young is a state of mind. Whatever fresh living young means to you, that's what it is. And we want to portray that in our business where we sell the products and the services. We want to help you feel fresh living young, whether you're 18 or 80. We just want to be able to help you look fresh, living young. And so that's why we called our business Fly Distributors.
Awesome.
And I know I know you and I can relate to back in the day that was a thing, being fly.
Oh, yeah. I swear to you, as you were saying that, I was really thinking back. I was like, oh, my. Fly, I used to love that. And that definitely, that's, I seem to remember that because I'm also from North Jersey. I graduated out of Scott in East Orange, New Jersey. Long time ago. But I think so Fly was, that was big for us and still is.
Yes.
And I love that you guys have given it meaning. Your son's given it great meaning. What's this? What is this person? We got to shout him out on the show.
His name is Eugene Davis, and he is our millennial. He is,
did you say Eugene Davis?
Yes.
We have a Eugene Davis on our show. He's one of our all of our fans know Eugene Davis' name, so that's really funny. Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, he's going to get a kick out of it. Awesome.
Yes.
So you have a Eugene Davis who is part owner
Eugene
and Fly
Davis.
Distributing. Yes.
Exactly.
Awesome.
Yes.
That is so amazing. What? How coincidental is that? That's
very coincidental.
Wow. Well, I tell you, this is a big thing. And what I also love, I think you guys have to be probably one of the only mother-son duos I think we've had on our show that I can recall who are really doing a business together. And so I want to talk a little bit about that. And let me just bring everybody up to speed. If you guys are just joining us, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines. Now, I have with me today, you talk about entrepreneurship. It doesn't get any better than this. We're chatting with Dr. Millicent Davis. Now, I love that she has her own business with her son. Of course, they're the proprietors of Fly Distributors. Their website is flydistributors.com. So that has an S on the end of that word, distributors. So please make sure flydistributors.com. So I'm loving this, that your business is all about, as well, like your background, in helping other folks to get started in the hair business or any business, I think, for your business consultant business that you guys have. So listen, I'm excited. So what are some of the steps? Let's start there. What do you tell folks, even in general, on business things that they need to do to get started? See, we probably will never let you go on the show because you're a perfect fit for what people tune into our Hair Radio Morning Show for or what it's all about. So what are some of the steps that you think you can that you can worth sharing?
Well, I'm a publicist, and I wrote a quick book named Being a Visionary, Going After Your Vision. And in it, I discuss the challenges of going after, I discuss the challenges of going after my vision and the steps to overcome the obstacles that are going to happen when you're, you know, going after a vision. Because, as you know, vision means eyes. But if you have a vision, you don't see it. You're walking by faith. If you can see it, it's not a vision. So you have to use SMART goals, which are specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-oriented. So and starting the business Fly Distributors, where we sell Hugo braiding hair and products for blacks, by blacks, they're made for, you know, the FUBU method for us, by us. We started going after our vision. And then I also teach for Rutgers University and Rowan College here in New Jersey. And that's my give back, my mission for giving back and educating kids. And it's exciting to teach future entrepreneurs and CEOs and CFOs and COOs. So I get excited when I do that. It's challenging as well, but it does excite me. But I feel like this is what I've been ordained to do.
Exactly. So, well, listen, it definitely sounds that way to me.
Now, I love this whole product line, Yuko Girl, and I have to shout out, this is just fantastic that you guys are getting this out there to everybody.
Yes.
Because it's a complete line. And when I say a complete line, it's a complete line, Yuko Girl. And this is so now, how is that spelled out there? It's the letter U. G-O-G-I-R-L.
Yes.
I just want to make that very clear. It's not Y-O-U.
Yes.
It's the letter
Y.
U.
Exactly.
And very colorful. Yeah, awesome products. You guys are just going to love it. So please,
yes.
You can get all of this. They've got hair and a whole bunch of things. Yuko
yes.
Girl.
Yes.
It's just amazing. At flydistributors.com. So again, it's flydistributors.com with an S. And again, through BOPS, the members of BOPS are the Black Owned Beauty Supply Association. So it's BOPSA.org. You guys know we're going to have Sam here very soon to bring us up to speed on what he's working on and all his projects. He's always got 50 things going like we do here at Hair Radio. I want to talk a little bit more. I love, again, that you are – you know, you're really helping to shape young minds out there through education. But entrepreneurship. So where did this emanate from? You know, who were you influenced by, I guess is what I'm trying to ask. So who were some of the folks who influenced you?
My parents influenced me.
Mm.
Although my mom always worked for someone, but early on, she taught me to work for myself, to be an entrepreneur. She ingrained it in me, and I started with selling jewelry I made. And
really?
Handmade.
Wow.
Uh-huh. And I knew I always wanted to work for myself, so even when I spent 30 years in procurement working for government entities. But even then, I had started the KMD business consulting business, and I hired someone to, you know, answer the phone and do the things I couldn't do while I was working. And I funded the business from when I was working. And when I could retire in 2015, that's when we, went full speed ahead with our business. So that's how I got into entrepreneurship. And my mom brought a property in Michigan that me and my husband brought from her and my dad. And we had started, that's where we kind of started with the vacation rental business. And so we took some proceeds from that to go into the hair business. My mom always had some hair on her head, and she, she just loved hair. So that's why we kind of picked that as well, because we wanted to honor her in her business. She's no longer with us. Yes.
I understand. Sorry to hear. I totally,
yes.
I love everything that you are talking about tonight, in the morning. And it's just been amazing to me, because to hear that you paying tribute to your mom, to me, yes, I love that, because that it just reminds me of my own journey. And I say, every single day, I'm so grateful, and the same types of things pouring into, as a youngster, pouring into you about being an entrepreneur. Same thing.
Yes.
And I really don't hear of it too often.
Yes.
I just don't. You don't hear of these stories like that. So I think this is incredible. I didn't know we had so much in common, Dr. Phillips and David.
Yes. Great minds, think alike.
Great. I love it. Absolutely. So now what do you tell? You deal with a lot of young people who are in school and all of that. So what do you tell folks who, we were very lucky. We've been introduced to being entrepreneurs, but many folks, like I said, have not. So when folks come up to you and they're so amazed at what you've accomplished and what you're doing, what do you say, Dr. Davis?
I tell them they can do it as well. And I tell you, what's going on in the world today kind of pushes people into entrepreneurship. They want to, you know, they want to take the risk. They want to work for themselves, and I encourage it. And, you know, we do a, they have to start a business in my class. And they, you know, they have to do a PowerPoint presentation at the end. That's their final grade. So it makes them think, and it makes them, you know, and some of them take that project and carry on with it. And I encourage them. And I, you know, I tell them even though they're out of the class, they can, you know, call on me. And, you know, they, everybody leaves with my card when they leave the class. So it's very important that to me that we, you know, get some entrepreneurs. And even if they want to go work for someone else, that they're the best CEO, CFO, COO, or even administrative assistant, whatever they want to be, they can be.
I love
whatever.
It. I was, and I have to bring this home because, you know, I've always come across folks who say, yes, they want to be entrepreneurs and they don't want to work for anyone else. But I know along the way, most times you have to, especially in our community, where we often have to fund ourselves. You know, so we have to have those jobs and things to help make that happen, especially if your dream is really important to you. But I've got to say, in my journey, I've had to work for other folks, and I have absolutely enjoyed it. You know, so it, you know, it was great for me. Well, most of the companies, and this is really the truth, allowed me to develop my own positions. So I've always, so it's been like I was an entrepreneur working for other companies. So I was always kind of satisfied, so to speak. Of course, nothing equals running your own business or owning your own business. So I love that, and I love your whole story. So what's next for you? What's next for you, Dr. Davis?
So once we get the distributorship up and going, our next venture is to open up an actual brick-and-mortar hair supply store, which we're going to call, after my mom, Ella's Hair Supply. And I hope you'll have us back when we do that. But we that's our next venture. That's our next venture
to
do.
Absolutely. And we're not going to wait all that long because I really appreciate the information about entrepreneurship, especially at the top of this interview this morning, because what you're saying rings so true. And I can tell that. So we need to have you back often to inspire and motivate everybody and to literally help to create that roadmap. And so, so Dr. Millicent Davis, again, has been our guest this morning on the Hair Radio Morning Show. She runs this incredible Fly Distributors. The website, again, is Fly Distributors, with an S on the end, it's flydistributors.com. So along with her son, Eugene. So just incredible. And we're just so honored. And as you can hear, she's an entrepreneurial expert, if you will. You really are. I can hear it. So I love it.
Oh,
and
thank you.
Good going. So we'll have you back, yes, as you said, very soon. So again, but just to remind everybody, you, like Uniform, so that's you, Go Girl. This is this incredible new product line. You'll find, and I love the site because you have everything there. So again, go to flydistributors.com for complete details on all of that. And anybody else that you want to shout out to this morning, Dr. Davis, before we let
you
go?
I just want to say thank you for having me on.
Oh,
and I really appreciate it. And I just want to shout out to my clients, my husband, Kevin Davis, my grandkids.
All
I love
right.
you much.
Shout
and
out.
Our employees, and our family, our Fly Distributor family and our Candy family.
We echo all of that. We support all of your efforts out there, guys. All right. Thank you so much for being with us on today's Hair Radio Morning
Show.
You've got it. All right. Keep it right here, folks. We've got a lot more to get through this morning on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Thank you, Dr. Davis. Great job.
Clap your hands, everybody, if you've got what it takes. Because I'm Curtis Blow, and I want you to know that these are the breaks. We'll be right back. to bust. Brakes on the car. Brakes to make you a superstar. Brakes to win and brakes to lose. But these here brakes will rock your shoes. And these are the brakes. Break it up, break it up, break it up. Another man,
that's a break,
and she runs off to them to Japan.
That's a break, that's a break.
And the IRS says they want a cat,
that's a break, that's a break.
And you can't explain why you claimed your cat.
That's a break, that's a break.
And Ma Bell sends you a whopping bill,
that's a break, that's a break.
With 18 phone calls to Brazil,
that's a break, that's a break.
And you borrowed money from the mob. Lost your job.
That's a break. That's a break.
Well, these are the breaks. Break it up, break it up, break it up. Throw your hands up in the sky and wave around from side to side. And if you deserve a break tonight, somebody say, all right.
All right.
Say, ho.
Ho.
You don't stop. I keep on. Somebody scream. Break down. Breaks on the stage. Breaks on the make your wallet lean. Brakes run cold and brakes run hot. Some folks got them and some have not. But these are the brakes. Break it up, break it up, break it up, break down. To the girl in brown, stop messing around. In blue, what you gonna do?
Break it up, break it up.
And to the girl in green, don't be so mean.
Break it up, break it up.
And the guy in red, say what I said.
Break it up, break it up.
Break down.
Afrolock Month, and it really has to do with the publication Afrolock Magazine, of course, and we are so excited. Whenever there is a new cover release or a new issue of Afrolock, we usually, it's big news, it's all over the internet, we talk about it on the Hair Radio Morning Show, now on the Salon TV Network, and, Afrolock just has become big news, and so we usually celebrate with Afrolock Week. First, we started with Afrolock Day. Then we started with Afrolock Week, and now it has turned into Afrolock Month. And so this has just been remarkable, where there are stories that are culturally driven, that relate, are easily relatable to all of us. And just the beautiful pictures, they are breathtaking and captivating. And the articles are organic and poignant. And so with this being said, we're very proud. And I, being the publisher, I'm Carrie Hines, I just want to say thank you. I really, 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 really want to dig down deep and just say thank you for making this experience profoundly memorable and just a fitting part to our trifecta of promotions that we offer alongside obviously the Hair Radio Morning Show as well as the Salon TV Network. And so we're very proud of Afrolock Magazine, and I have to again give a big round of applause to our entire team, folks that you see and that you read about in the magazine, and who write and help publish this wonderful endeavor, to the folks who help us with subscriptions. So if you'd like to find out more, of course, go to afrolockmagazine.com. Again, Afrolock is A-F-R-O-L-O-C-K, Afrolock Magazine. We have a lock.
Are you a stylist, barber, nail tech, or involved in personal care on any level? Are you good at what you do? I bet you are. And as being as good as you are, that leaves you less time to handle your clients. I mean, as far as booking appointments, product sales, pricing, and all that. Well, I have something that'll help you on that end and still allow you to be great. ChairWatch. It's a new mobile booking platform that allows your client direct access to you. It'll allow them to book, change, cancel appointments, place themselves on standby, buy products, and even be able to send you direct messages. And that is just a taste of all the services that ChairWatch provides. Sounds good? Then check it out at ChairWatch.com, or you can download the app via the Apple Store or Google Play. ChairWatch, a new and better way to connect with your clients.
Thank you.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hunt.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of the Sways Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Terry Hines.
Well, all right, we're back live. It is Tuesday morning. It's September 19, 2023. I'm with Michael Hopkins. You guys know Mr. Michael out of beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia. And we're just kind of embarking upon the third hour of the broadcast today. Of course, we've got still a huge third hour to go with Michael Hopkins, everybody from the Vet Talk Radio Show. We're going to be on with Michael in just a bit and get what's happening on today's show, get all the skinny on all of that. But want to kind of talk a little bit more about some of the updates. Please be aware again that we're broadcasting today and tomorrow only this week. And then we're off. We'll return back to the airwaves for the next three-hour broadcast. Here's the thing. We'll be returning back for the next three-hour broadcast. Let me see if I can do that. Okay. On, are you ready for this? On Tuesday, September 26th of 2023. And so just wanted to let everybody know. So we're doing the show today and tomorrow, so September 19th and 20th, Tuesday and Wednesday of this week, shows 895 and 896. And then we're off until Tuesday of next week. So, yeah, we're doing Tuesday, Wednesday this week, and then pick up again on Tuesday of next week. And the reason is that we have to do things like this is because we've got a lot to catch up with. The next issue of our magazine will be out. We're talking about Afrolock magazine. You've been hearing a whole bunch on the radio show this morning. So we've got Afrolock magazine that's about to drop again. So following the big October issue, which just got rave reviews, we're looking at the incredible success of Afrolock and are working on the October issue. So lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of things. So real happy about it. We are so thrilled to have you guys with us. So listen, we're going to take a little bit of a little sidestep, and then we're going to see if we can get Mr. Michael Hopkins in with a little bit of an update on what's coming up in just a little bit. So stay with us.
Well, it's like I get to wake up early and have a cup of coffee and breakfast with my favorite two folks in the whole wide world every day. Well, it's like I get to wake up early and have a cup of coffee and breakfast with my favorite two folks in the whole wide world every day. That's Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins, and I'm Terry Hines, right here on the All New Hair Radio Morning Show. And you get to do the same thing. We start from 6 a.m. Eastern, 5 Central Time. Take the show all the way to 9 o'clock in the morning here in New York live. Always make it a great day. Terry Hines, and we are on again Tuesday, September 19th of 2023. Sometimes you have a little technical delay there, but glad to have you with us. Michael, we've got to talk about Vet Talk Radio Show.
Oh, yes,
and
yes, we do,
to hear today. So, yeah, you've got a big episode coming up at about 8:30, but you have a topic, a new topic or something different. What can you tell us?
Today's topic, Carrie, will be covering the significance of ratable secondary claims. Real good stuff.
Okay.
Okay, rateable secondaries. Okay, Michael Hopkins. For the folks who are just tuning in, let's give them a little preview. What exactly are the rate? Well, no, this is going to be hopefully in the show, so we'll save it to the show. Guys, you got to stay tuned. We got about another 20 minutes, and then we're on to hear this incredible, great new episode. So, Michael, this today's broadcast is your first for season 3. And
right.
How does that make you feel? Yeah, so how does that make
right.
you feel?
Oh, it makes me feel fantastic, Carrie Hines. It really does. I mean, you know, third season, and we've got so much planned for the third season. And we're looking at doing more interviews with veterans. A lot of them have gone on and they've gotten their 100% rating. And what I want to do is I just want to talk to the vets and let's see what they did in order to get to 100%. Let's see what some of their challenges were, some of the triumphs they had, and maybe what looked like a setback, all of a sudden, they conquered it.
So
that's
you're
going to
actually have them right on the show, Michael? That's fantastic.
Yeah, pretty much. Oh, yeah, pretty much, Carrie. It is fantastic. A lot of times, as I always say, I'm always out there in the field with the vets. And I'm listening, and then a lot of the things they ask me about, I get a chance to incorporate into the Vet Talk radio show here at 8:30 on the Hair Radio Morning Network. It's so fantastic, Carrie. It really is. And, I mean, I'm loving
and what
it. I'm loving it.
That's what I was about to ask you. What's some of the feedback you've been getting from the fellows and the ladies, your military folks?
Wow, Carrie. The feedback has just, it's blown me away. I've had some people, they've listened to the show. They've incorporated things that I told them about filing for their compensation. And all of a sudden, they're contacting me and saying, hey, I'd like to thank you. Because I didn't know that particular thing. Sometimes, Carrie, they'll tell me, you know, Hopkins, that was the one piece of information that I needed to move forward in my claims. That was the one piece of information. For some reason, no one shared that piece of information with me. All the people that I went to, and they said they could help me with my claims. They left out that one piece of information. And with you on the show on Tuesday mornings, you know, 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central, all of a sudden, boom, I got that piece of information. I'm at 100%. Thank you.
That's- well, what I also love is that you don't have to be a veteran only to tune in. We love
right.
that our veterans tune in. Let me just be the first to say we love this because you're doing, Michael, you want this to really help, and it is making a huge difference, as you guys out there are hearing.
Very much so.
But if you happen to, perhaps you're not a veteran like me, I'm not a veteran, but I know a veteran, and so
right.
I'd like to listen so that I can learn and pass along this great information. And also encourage them to tune in.
Very much so,
yeah, and Michael, I love how you break down the details of what you're covering each week.
Yes, Carrie. And you know, Carrie, that's the key to the claims process, to break it down in the simplest of terms. And there was another point. You know, it was a point that you made that I really enjoyed what you just said about a lot of times we have people who are not veterans, but they know a veteran.
Yeah.
There's a veteran in their family. I've had that happen, Carrie, where the person wasn't, you know, they weren't a veteran. They introduced our show to someone that was
really?
A veteran. Yes, and
wow.
And sometimes I've had, believe it or not, Carrie Hines, sometimes I've had the mother of a veteran that introduced the son or the daughter to the show.
Wow.
And many times they wind up calling me up seeking help. And it's just fantastic, Carrie. That's a good feel.
Well,
it really
now,
is.
Instead of you fielding all those calls, they can tune into the Hair Radio, well, to the network, but to the Vet Talk Radio Show, VTR. Michael Hopkins, I got to say, I'm always so impressed with what you're doing and with the level of professionalism that you as an accredited claims agent demonstrate. It's incredible. So I have a question for you, Michael Hopkins. What do you say? Because to me, you're a role model. You're leading the way to you and say, hey, I want to be like Mike. I'd like to be an accredited claims agent. What's one of the first things you might share with them on some of the things that they should look at doing out there?
Wow, Karen. That's a good question. That is a great question. One of the things, Carrie, that I make sure that anyone who wants to be an accredited claims agent, I do my very best to get them to understand that this is something that is going to take a lot of dedication helping veterans. It's going to take a lot of dedication. Because this isn't like a microwave where I put something in the microwave and then 3 minutes later it's instant, it's done. The claims process
right.
is not like that. And I do my very best to get people that potentially want to help veterans. I do my very best to get them to understand that this, when you're helping veterans, Carrie Hines, this is a long-term process. This isn't a microwave process. There are going to be ups and downs helping veterans. Some claims are a lot easier to help veterans with than other claims. Many veterans
wow.
get denied, Carrie, and they shouldn't have gotten denied. Many veterans have gotten
wow.
denied, and they shouldn't have. It takes dedication to go back, look at the veteran's file and find out what happened. You have to read their decision letters over and over again until you find that one glitch, that one issue, that one mistake that the VA, the claim section, made. And once you understand what happened, it takes time to go back and you have to put a case together on their behalf. I do it all the time, Carrie, and I'll give you a perfect example. I've had veterans who got turned down for that famous one that you always love to talk about, tinnitus, that ringing in the ears. Tinnitus. I've had
yes.
several veterans that should have gotten granted tinnitus to get turned down. What I did is I realized why they got turned down, and I reversed it. Back to the VA, to the claim section. And
well,
the,
Michael,
and,
hold on.
Yeah.
We're going to have you to stop right there because we want you guys. Michael's going to really go in with this. This is a big topic for us, and you know it's my favorite, so I can't wait to hear all of it. Coming up at about 8:30 this morning. So, Michael, I'm going to send you a way to prepare for your show today. This
oh,
is
great.
With a lot of excitement. Yes. Now, Michael, before we do that, what's the biggest thing? I mean, this is your big debut for season 3. Is it exciting? Is it still exciting as season 1?
Oh, yes, Carrie. It really is. Season 1 was just, it had that magnetism to it because and it was all in wonderment,
Carrie.
But it
was about getting ready, right, and learning.
Right,
so,
yeah, it was getting prepared. It was a learning curve, and you helped myself and my angels. That was Nicole Marie, Nergy Han, and Katrina. You helped us prepare And once we learned and we had production meetings and a lot of behind the scenes things prepared us to get ready to be live. And then as time went on, not that it got easier and easier, Carrie, it was more like it became a habit. It became something that we looked forward to doing. And it became something that we got seasoned with it, Carrie. And that's what you did. You brought out all the seasonal, the professional, the broadcasting that, you know, you in the years that you've done this as a professional in the broadcasting field, a lot of that started to rub off on us. And we didn't realize it. Okay? See, that's the funny part. We didn't realize it until here it is in our third season. And especially with Nicole and myself, we are like, boom, boom, boom. And we thank you, Nicole, and myself, thank you for that. We really do, because we didn't know that this was going to be a career that we were going to go into. I've gone full circle. I went to school for this type of career. Never got a chance to work in it. I wound up military, law enforcement career, and I wound up security, high level, government, Department of Defense, and that I wound up being in that area for most of my life. And when I retired from that, all of a sudden here comes a gentleman named Carrie Hines with the Hair Radio Morning Show. And we were talking, and the next thing I know, I asked him a simple question. And he said, that sounds interesting. And before we knew it, we were on the air with the Vet Talk radio show. Wow.
Well, that is the talent of your mega producer.
Very much so.
So listen, it's a family and team effort. Well, Michael Hopkins, thank you for the kind words. Just reminding everybody, Vet Talk airs Tuesday morning, typically at 8:30 Eastern. Sometimes you have specials, so you want to always pay close attention and stay in touch with us. And we'll let you know when there's some kind of special extended broadcast. So today I'm super excited. Coming up at about 8:30 this morning, Michael's new topic, again, the significance of relatable secondaries, Michael, of rateable secondaries, I should say, significance of rateable secondaries. So I can't wait to hear this big topic detail breakdown coming up in just a bit. Well, like I said, we're going to send you away to get ready for your show. So stand by, everybody. Michael, thanks so much. And I can't wait to hear in just about 8:30. So stand by, folks.
Oh, yeah.
An all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, I have I call the program regulars with us. First, I want to take a moment to just welcome back to the Hair Radio Morning Show one of my favorite new regulars right here. We're talking about Takiya Smith. Takiya, good morning, and welcome back to the show.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
Well, I'm doing great. Now, I want to jump right on in. I've heard that you have a new, all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, I have, I call the program regulars with us. First, I want to take a moment to just welcome back to the Hair Radio Morning Show one of my favorite new regulars right here. We're talking about Takiya Smith. Takiya, good morning, and welcome back to the show.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
Well, I'm doing great. Now, I want to jump right on in. I've heard that you have a new e-book out, and we got to talk about it. And it's on one of my favorite topics. So please tell everybody about your brand new book.
Oh, thank you. I have an e-book out, and it's called Forgiveness, Making Peace with Your Past, and it's on Amazon. And I'm so awesome. Excited about this book.
Tell us why.
The subject is on forgiveness and in relationships with your mother. And it's so hard to forgive once you're angry or something happens in your past, especially with your parents. And you just don't know how to forgive. So you build up all this anger and hostility, and it's in a bad place, and it doesn't really help you to heal. Your relationships are not good because of the hurt and pain that you're still suffering from. So when you do forgiveness, or you actually say that I'm going to commit to forgiving, then it helps you out in so many different ways. Your health, your relationships, your friendships, just your spirit in general. So I'm really excited about it.
Okay. Well, we are going to explore this incredible topic on forgiveness. And as you were just explaining about it, I was thinking to myself, are there folks that I need to forgive right now? And
So
we're going to talk about this today. Today, my guest is Takiya Chase Smith, the author of this new ebook called Forgiveness, out on Amazon. And we're going to talk all about it. First of all, you guys know my very special guest today, Takiya. You guys have already met her incredible author daughter. You know, Cammie has been with us many times, and she's an author herself with a book called Cammie's Spa Party. We're going to talk about that a little bit in just a bit. But first, I got to say, I'm blown away about this topic. This is a very profound topic when you talk about forgiveness. It's huge. It's huge.
Yes.
There is not one cookie-cutter type approach that you could take. So I know you had to do a lot of research on this. I know you had to spend a lot of time. And I'm going to toss some questions and some comments out to you on this.
Okay.
Because this, as I said, this is personal for me today, Takiya. So is it possible for some folks who may not want to? Have you ever heard of folks not wanting to forgive? And is that a good idea? Because I don't feel that it is. But is it a good idea not to forgive people? You know, should you keep a chip, have that? You know, some folks will not forgive you ever. So what do you say about this? And I think they should get your book.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, I think they should pick up forgiveness. Yeah.
Definitely.
And the whole title is Forgiveness, Making Peace with Your Past. So I wanted to get that out by Takiya Chase Smith on Amazon. It's an ebook. So you got it. So back to that. So now in response to that, does everybody need to forgive everybody is the question, I guess.
Okay, so I believe that you need to forgive. Now, I'm not saying forget what they did to you and be their best friend. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying to forgive them so that you can move on with your other relationships. If you're holding grudges and you're like, oh, I hate this person, or this person did me wrong and I'm never going to forgive them, I'm never going to talk to them again, you're holding more power, or they have more power over your life than you would want them to have. So if you just forgive them, say, okay, you hurt me, you harmed me, and I forgive you. I'm not going to be your friend. I don't want to have a personal conversation. I don't want to go out to coffee with you, but I'm going to let go of the pain and the hurt that you caused me, because it makes you like, okay, so if you're like a religious person and you do something and then you say, hey, you know, I'm sorry, or you don't say you saw, you just never discussed it with, you know, your God or whatever, and then you ask him for a blessing, okay, you haven't forgiven the people that harmed you. So, or, you know, you hurt someone else and you're like, oh, well, forgive me, I'm sorry that I did this to you. And they're looking at you crazy, side-eyed, like,
right,
I don't want nothing else to do with you. Don't talk to me ever in life. Like, kick rocks. And that will hurt you. You'll be like, oh, wait a minute. You know, I'm sorry. What did I do to you? So you want them to forgive you. So you have to start with forgiving them for anything that they've done to you.
Yes. Okay.
So it's not an easy process.
It's not easy, and that's what you took the words right out of my mouth. So how do you start that whole process? What's the first thing that you do when you're looking to forgive someone?
So I believe that it's being honest. You have to be honest with what it was, that how they hurt you and how you felt about it. Express those feelings. Like if you were angry, then say, okay, I was angry at this situation or this instant. I was angry with you. And because I was angry, I held it against you for so long, whether it's days, weeks, hours, months, years. You know, you have to be honest and say exactly how you feel about it. Because some people be like, oh, I'm mad with you. And then that just be it. They don't really speak about it. They don't really talk about it. So you have to be honest with what it is that you're feeling. And then you have to be willing to say, okay, how can I move on from this? Is this something that I can let go of? Because I'll just talk about my situation with being assaulted, sexually assaulted. I was like, I'll never forgive you. Like, I'm angry and I'm hurt and it's not something that I can get over. But it's stubborn and stops the other relationships that you're having.
Up now, live, it's Vet Talk Radio Show with host Michael Hopkins, executive producer Carrie Hines, and Michael's Angels panel, Nicole, Noor, and Katrina. The Vet Talk Radio Show with Michael Hopkins is all about helping veterans in need. Stay tuned.
Your claim is, Carrie, you already have something primarily that happened to you. Your secondary claim is a result of the primary injury or illness that happened to you. In other words, it caused something else to go wrong in your life. As I said tonight.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Something went wrong. Yes.
Yes.
Tinnitus and hearing loss or hearing issues, they go hand in hand with the primary secondary. They go hand in hand. Things happen.
Explain,
if you
please explain that a little bit, Michael.
Right, yeah. Good example. You have tinnitus. You got the ringing, buzzing, hissing in your ear. All of a sudden, start noticing that you have migraine headaches. You get these really bad headaches every time you hear that hissing, roaring, something to do with your tinnitus, with your hearing, with your tinnitus. And you get that noise, that headaches. Well, there's your secondary right there. You're already rated for tinnitus, which is a 10% rating. It's no higher, no less. There's no zero rating for it. It always comes out to be a 10% rating. That's the way it's set up. It doesn't matter if it's one ear or both ears. It's a 10% rating. Well, migraines, on the other hand, those headaches that you could get, those headaches could go up to 50% depending upon how often you have the headaches and what you have to do. It's a thing called prostrating. If you have to go lay down, prostrating, if you have to go lay down two or three times a week, you can't work on your job at times because you have to take off because your migraine headaches are so bad. If you have issues like that, but you have to document them, Carrie Hines, that's the most important thing. A lot of the vets don't understand that part. It's great that you told your doctor. You know, that's fantastic. You tell your doctor or you have an independent medical opinion. I mean, it's great. But my suggestion is you write down every time you have a headache, you write down the date you had that headache, the time you had it, how long it was, and what you had to do as far as the headache was concerned. If it's migraines. Right, like a journal. Right, perfect. There are some apps on your phone for the tech-savvy folks. There's a Migraine Buddy app that you can load on your phone, and you can enter all that stuff. If you're a pen and paper person, and even if you're a pen and paper person, Carrie, it works just great to do the same thing. You can write everything down, and then when you go to file for your compensation, guess what? You turn that in. Which is statement supporting your claim. That's your example.
Outstanding, Michael.
And see, Carrie, there's a few others, and I'll make it rather quick. Vertigo, when you're kind of dizzy, the world is spinning and so forth, that has a lot to do with tinnitus also. Wow. Meniere's disease just takes it to another level of the dizziness, the just you feel awful. Also, with your tinnitus, hearing loss can actually be a secondary to your tinnitus. It could actually be a secondary because of the issues your tinnitus is causing you. And believe it or not, you could actually have mental health issues because of tinnitus and even because of hearing loss. You could have anxiety, depression. You can have what's called somatic symptom disorder or chronic pain behind that.
Wow.
Some veterans get sleep in apathy or apnea.
Oh, apnea, right?
Sleep apnea, behind tinnitus because the ringing in your ears, it keeps you up. This thing happened, next thing you know, boom. Some people grind their teeth, believe it or not.
Yeah.
Bruxism is called. That right there ties in with tinnitus. The tinnitus causes certain things, which causes that. And it's a secondary to that. It can go either way with that, just like your lower jaw. You have two joints that connect your lower jaw to your skull.
Right,
they can
right.
cause issues that's related to tinnitus and hearing loss. So, it's
incredible.
It is a big wow. And like I said, a lot of the vets don't really know about these things. Sometimes, Karen, it takes research. You have to research this stuff. And you have to present it in a certain way to the VA so that they can see medically, yes, this can happen. If you just say it, they may not see it. But if you can medically show them this can happen, or you can get something from your doctor that clearly shows there's a correlation between these things, you're better off. You're a whole lot better off, and you could wind up going to get a higher rating than the 10% just for your tinnitus. You know, as I said, headaches can be up to 50%.
Well, that's
boom,
why
just like
I
that.
Also say, Michael, as an accredited claims agent and the ability to clarify all of this, it's just unbelievable. So today I'm just blown away that you're covering this. And again, it's the significance of rateable secondary claims. What an amazing topic.
Oh, yeah.
Outstanding.
Okay, we're going to head on to number 13, and this is another one that many veterans don't think about. Risk conditions.
Risk
a lot
conditions?
Of people, risks. Yeah, a lot of people have risk conditions that they don't even think about, and it's been part of their MOS or their specialty working in the military. I have many veterans that, as you said, as an accredited claims agent, and I come across many veterans, and even though they weren't combat veterans or they weren't in a combat unit or combat support, they weren't rough and tumble people as far as the military is concerned, or we used to call them hardcore people, they may have worked in an admin capacity, Carrie. Human resources. And most people think, human resources, they stayed in the rear. And what did they do? They ain't really do anything. Every once in a while, they type something to give me my letters and things so I can go to another unit or get out the military. Would be. Guess what, Carrie Hines? You ever heard of this little thing? And it causes nerve damage in people. You ever heard of that?
Yeah.
You remember what that's called?
What is it called?
Something called carpal tunnel.
Oh, you're talking about, yes. And carpal tunnel can be quite painful, too.
Yes, it can. Very painful.
Yeah.
And
wow.
Connected to that carpal tunnel, would you believe nerve damage is connected to that carpal tunnel?
Absolutely. Yeah.
It's connected to it. And a lot of veterans don't realize that this is a legit claim that they can file for. And it can be, it could turn out to be a secondary, the carpal tunnel. You could be, and it's very typical because a lot of the vets that I service, and they worked in that human resources area.
Sure.
And they have issues with their wrists. Say they have arthritis in their wrists from typing all the time. That arthritis all of a sudden turns into carpal tunnel. Because carpal tunnel is that it's actually a tunnel in your wrist, and it has nerves in it. And believe it or not, Gary Hines, people will think, well, it just stops there with the carpal tunnel in my wrist. Guess what? Surprise, surprise, it doesn't stop there. It could literally go all the way up your arm into your neck, the nerve damage. You could have ulnar, that funny bone that, you know, we hit our funny bone sometime in our elbow, and then we go, ouch.
Yes.
Well, that's your ulnar nerve. You could literally, from your carpal tunnel, have nerve damage going all the way up your arms into your neck, and you don't know. Most people have never had that type of test. It's a nerve conductive test where they use probes, electric probes, low voltage, and they find nerves all throughout your arm and your neck, and they throw a little electricity to see what happens. If you move, like, does your wrist move, your fingers move? When it gets louder and louder, it's not looking too good, Carrie Hines.
No,
not
but
looking
that's
too
very
good.
Interesting, Michael Hopkins. I think
finger
I learned
problem.
A few things here.
Yep,
that's
you
always,
can have finger problems.
Don't.
Oh, yeah, bilateral condition. You know, Carrie, they could be very high ratings. They could turn out,
really?
Depending upon which dominant hand you have, and you have an issue like that going all the way up your arms through your neck, that could turn out to be a 40% rating because of whichever dominant hand you have. Your non-dominant hand could be a 30%. A lot of people don't think about that. They just shrug it off. They know it hurts, but, oh, well, I'm okay. But, you know, you're not okay.
No, that's very interesting, Michael.
Yep, and I've had some people like that. They've actually gotten rated, even though the VA says, oh, well, there's a low probability. Well, no, it's not. It's a high probability.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I can't wait
very
to
much
find
so.
Out what's at number 12.
Wow. Number 12, Carrie. Number 12, we are talking, once again, neck conditions.
Neck conditions.
Neck
okay.
conditions. And if you have a cervical condition, and a lot of the veterans don't realize this, you may be rated for cervical, a neck issue, where you got arthritis in your neck. And you may be rated for it. It can go up to about 40%. Say you rated 10% for your neck because of the arthritis, the stiffness, your range of motion and all that. And some people might think, well, you know, they only want to give me 10%. I can either ask for an increase or, oh, maybe this is it for me. My friend, it's not it for you. Because guess what, Carrie Hines? There are several secondaries. There are several secondaries. Believe it or not, headaches. It could be migraine headaches. There's some cervical-type headaches that can give you very high ratings, Carrie Hines, up to 50%. That's a big wow.
So the secondaries can actually
often rate higher than the primary conditions.
Right, very much so, Carrie. It can work out that way. I had one veteran. He started out 10% for tinnitus, and he wound up at 100% using two secondaries.
Wow.
And I've had veterans like that. Yeah, they had no idea until I shared this with them. You ask questions, and then you find out, oh, my God, this guy's got a neck injury. And then I'll ask him, well, do you get headaches? And I'll say, you get headaches a lot too, don't you? Well, yeah, how'd you know? Easy. It's real easy, man. If you have neck issues, you're going to get headaches. They don't necessarily have to be migraines. Like I said, they are cervical-type headaches that do pretty much the same things that a migraine headache does. And
wow,
you can get up to 50% for it. We talked a little bit about this, and we talked about nerve damage. We said carpal tunnel, but guess what?
What?
You know, Carrie, that nerve damage, if you have a neck issue, that's where a lot of times the nerve damage begins. It begins because you've got bony spurs, you got all kinds of things, you got bones pinching your nerves, and that's what causes the nerve damage going down your neck through your ulnar nerve, your carpal tunnel. That's what's causing it. A lot of the vets don't know this. They may be suffering in silence as we speak. But you know what they've noticed, Carrie?
They've noticed
that some of their fingers tingle. They may have shooting pains. It feels like electricity going through your fingers. You kind of don't understand what it is. And that's what it is. You got nerve damage.
Oh, wow.
You have nerve damage and you don't even know it. And as I talked before earlier, there is a nerve cognitive type test that your primary care physician can do a consult and put you in for it. You take the test. 9 times out of 10 on the test, it's going to tell you what you have, what nerve issues you have. A lot of times before you leave the test, the doctors giving you the test can actually tell you if you have, it's called radiculopathy, or in other words, layman's term, you got nerve damage going down your neck, through
wow.
your hands, through your fingers. That's what radiculopathy is. And you can get very high ratings for that as a secondary to your nerve condition. I mean, it's just
you, Michael,
fantastic stuff.
Really? Yeah, this is incredible. Mm-hmm. Well, I have to say thank you so much, Michael Hopkins of the Vet Talk Radio Show, as you continue your countdown, the significance of rateable secondary claims. I had no idea. Incredible today, Michael. I've learned a lot, as I'm sure the veterans out there. Now, we should be at number 11.
Very much so, Carrie Hines. Number 11 is one of my favorites. It's sleep apnea.
Oh, that is your favorite.
Yeah, that is one of my favorites, sleep apnea.
Oh,
and a lot of us have it as veterans.
Yes.
Sometimes it's hard to do sleep apnea as a primary. Some people get it as a primary because it was diagnosed on active duty. Some people don't get it. They'll say, you didn't take a test, you know, et cetera, et cetera. A lot of the vets, you know, they get a little down and, oh, wow, but I know I got sleep apnea. I went to the VA. They gave me a test. I got the machine, a CPAP. I got everything. But why do they keep saying I can't get rated for this? There's always a solution to the problem, Carrie Hines, when it comes to claims and filing.
Wow.
It's always a solution. And I'm going to share this. you know, with everybody. With sleep apnea, would you believe with sleep apnea, if you already have a mental health issue, you may be able to get rated for sleep apnea?
Wow.
If you already have a mental health issue.
You can, well, tell us
yes,
more, Mike.
Because, and then also, if you have some type of respiratory issue, like asthma, allergic rhinitis, sinusitis, if you have those type of issues, and especially now that the PACT Act of 2022 came out, where President Biden
yes.
signed it, that's one
right.
of the things that's connected to the burn pits. That's one of the
right.
issues, was respiratory issues. Well, guess what, Carrie? If you have
what's
respiratory
that?
Issues, you think you're going to be able to sleep real good?
No, because you can't hardly
you're not.
Breathe.
Right, you can't, yeah. And that's it. And a lot of the vets don't think about this. They try to connect
wow.
it, say, to mental health all the time. And sometimes it's connectable to mental health, sometimes it's not. But like I tell my vets when I'm counseling them with their claims,
yeah.
and I say, do you have a respiratory problem? You got allergic rhinitis or sinusitis? 9 times out of 10, guess what they tell me, Carrie Hines?
Yeah.
Yes, they have it. And I go, really, you're taking... They wouldn't have never known that their sleep apnea is connected to it. They would have never known. Nobody told them. And I had a vet. He has, sinusitis. And he had filed for his sleep apnea. He got turned down. He was trying to figure out what happened. And then all of a sudden, because he fits in that Gulf War category, he got rated. He got rated for his sinusitis. And it doesn't matter if it's 10%, 0%, 20%. It doesn't matter as long as you're rated for it. And all we did was turn around. We told the VA claim section, even though this isn't a primary for him, yes, it didn't happen on active duty. We're not arguing that point. The point that we're arguing is called a duty to assist. Someone should have noticed, Carrie Hines, that this guy had a respiratory problem.
Right.
They should have noticed that. And they should also notice he applied for sleep apnea. And he had a respiratory problem. That service connected. Slam dunk. There it is right there. And he wound up getting 50% for his sleep apnea because he uses a CPAP.
Amazing.
It's a continuous airway. And believe it or not, Carrie, now here's another one that most people don't think about that's connected to sleep apnea. Would you believe hypertension is connected to sleep apnea, Carrie?
I would have never made that correlation. How is that?
Hypertension. Because of, you know, your blood pressure. And
right.
with your blood pressure up, down, especially if you got high blood pressure, it causes other issues, sleep disturbances, and it causes all these things. So it's connected to it. And, boom,
wow.
there's another one. And I got another one. You would never guess this one. And it's connected to sleep apnea. You'd never guess this one.
Great to know.
Would you believe diabetes?
Wow.
With diabetes, the issues that follow behind diabetes, and it can create this issue, sleep apnea. Just like one last issue that there are others, but this is one last one that most people don't think about. Weight gain, believe it or not.
Wow.
It can be serviced. Right. If your weight and the way weight gain is connected to sleep apnea is through something else that you're already service connected for. Perfect example. I'm service connected as a veteran. Say, for example, I'm service connected for my lower back. I'm rated for my lower back because I have herniated discs and I can't bend and so forth. By my lower back being connected, guess what happens, Carrie Hines?
What?
I can't exercise a lot, can I?
No.
I can't move the way I'm. You don't see me running marathons because of my back, do you?
Right.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Right.
I gain weight. Wow. And if I gain weight, guess what happens? I'm going to have, more than likely, if I gain enough weight, I'm going to have respiratory issues, hypertension, diabetes, sleep apnea, all the above. And let's throw the mental health in just because.
Wow.
So
wow.
All of those things, they're all intertwined. The weight gain is called an intermediate step. You can't get for obesity. You can't get rated for obesity per se as a veteran, but you can tie issues that you have to obesity. You can do it that way.
Wow.
Most people, you know, most of us don't know. A law came out back in 2017 that ties all this together.
Well, I tell you, Michael, and then on top of that, when they, the veterans, maybe they don't get to follow these updates and these changes. This is why it's so critical what you're doing to assist the veterans as an accredited claims agent, Michael, because really, wow. Okay. I have to say, I know you're at number 10, but Michael, you always give a reminder of the list. That number's on the list today, so please.
Very much so, Karen. Now, at number 11, we talked about sleep apnea. Number 10, neck conditions. Or number 12, I'm so sorry. Number 12.
No, well, I think number 12 was neck conditions. So you really started out at number 14 today.
Right, I started out. That's correct, Carrie. I'm so
excited.
I get to.
That's okay. This is why Carrie Hines is here to help.
Very
Michael
much
Hines.
So.
Number 14,
I get so
you
excited.
I see.
Right.
Number 13, you have the wrist conditions, which I was super shocked about, and carpal tunnel, which I'm going to talk to you about after today's show. You also then had number 12 with neck conditions. And number 11, you just finished sleep apnea.
Very much
so. At number 10, Brother Michael, what can you share with us at number 10?
We are talking at number 10, Carrie, we're talking shoulder conditions. And
shoulder
there are things
conditions.
That, shoulder conditions, yeah. And there are some issues connected to shoulder conditions that most veterans don't think about.
Wow. Please explain.
And we just talked about one of them, several of them actually. With shoulder conditions, you're going to have nerve damage. You're going to have nerve damage. If you have like a replacement shoulder or you hurt your shoulder while on active duty, you're going to have nerve damage, believe it or not. And here we go again. If you got nerve damage because of shoulder conditions, it's going to go down both of your arms. Boom, there you go, radiculopathy. You got there's your bilateral nerve damage.
Wow. That's
you're
incredible.
Also, yeah, and guess what, Garrett? You're also going to have neck conditions due to your shoulder conditions.
Wow. I've got to tell you, Michael, does anybody know all of these things? My goodness. This is why it's so important, Michael, because who's going to make these correlations? You know, and today, because like you said, there's quite a few who didn't even know the secondaries existed.
Right,
you know?
Right. And I see that as an accredited, and you know, Carrie, as an accredited claims agent, that's why I get so excited about this stuff. As an accredited claims agent, I get to share this information with the clients that I have. I get to share, and it triggers so much with a lot of them because they know they have these issues with their body. They know they have them, but a lot of times they don't realize the implementation of how this affects them filing for claims. I've had people, wow. They shoulders. They hurt their shoulders while on active duty. Can't raise their arm up but so much. Did not know that they had either nerve damage, neck damage, or it could even be bilateral. It could be the right shoulder has an issue, and because you're compensating with the left shoulder, guess what? Now your left shoulder has the same issue.
Yeah.
And people don't, you know, they don't know. They really don't. All this stuff. The sleep apnea, the neck problems, wrist problems, the hearing problems, all of these things begin to add up when a veteran is filing for compensation. They all begin to add up.
I'm blown away.
Thank you for listening to Vet Talk Radio with Michael Hopkins, produced by Carrie Hines exclusively for Hair Radio. Catch live episodes each Tuesday morning at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central as part of the Hair Radio Morning Show lineup. And each show replays on our very own platform at www.hairradio.com. Saturday afternoons at 1 p.m. Eastern, noon Central. This broadcast is sponsored in part by our friends at fixyourfeet.com. Rugged Evolution, Smooth Black Ink, Stimulating Roots, and our entire sponsorship family. We thank Michael.